Daily Dilemma on Beat.
Last one of the week, tomorrow morning, so you can email talk at beat102103.com. Hi, Niall and show. I'm a bit embarrassed to be writing to you to ask advice, but here goes. This summer, I'm bridesmaid for one of my oldest friends. She's a very strong person and has clear ideas about her wedding and how she wants it. I understand that, and I'm more than happy to go along with her as it is her day. But on Saturday just gone, we went bridesmaid shopping, and I'm so laid back, I agreed to the dresses she wants for us, even though I hated them. After that, we went for afternoon tea. I was sat beside her and she was eating. I was eating away. I was about to pick up a mini eclair and she turned to me, stared at me up and down and said, "Are you really sure you should be eating that?" I was floored. I left the eclair. She said nothing and nobody else heard. I'm not even bothered saying anything about what size I am, as it's irrelevant. All I know is that she made me feel so small with that comment, which was so cutting and clearly about my weight. Nobody else heard it and I haven't even said it to anyone, but I just wanted to know what you guys think of this. What would show do? I wish I was stronger and to not let it bother me, but it has.
Oh, this has nothing to do with being strong, can I tell you? Because this is somebody that you're supposed to be friends with who has hit you with this cutting, horrible, ridiculous and completely inappropriate comment, and you have absolutely every right to feel awful. Like, there's no two ways about it. Don't think that this is about being strong. Like, I understand you're going to say, oh, you weren't strong enough to answer back, and I'll get to that in a second, but like, firstly, if anybody said this to you, of course you're going to feel like you put down. Like, I mean, it's like, as a friend, you just don't expect somebody to bring you down like that. It's just not a thing. And you know, we're going to hear, and like we've spoken before about bridezillas, and there's no excuse for this.
Yeah,
this,
I mean, I'm going to say that because we have heard over the years on the Dilemma bridezillas who would comment on a bridesmaid, your hair could be this for the day, if you're going to fit into that dress, you know all that kind of thing. But at any level, it's not really appropriate.
No, it doesn't. There's literally no excuse for it. Like, there comes a point in your life, right, and it happens hopefully for all of us, where we just realise that actually we don't need to be friends with everybody and we don't need certain people in our life, and if they don't make us feel good about ourselves, then we have to look at that and go, actually, hang on a second, I'm worth a bit more here, and to try and figure out how you can find that in yourself or find your voice to be able to, like, I know you wish you could go back and turn back the clock and actually have said something back to her and been able to say, hang on a second, but you weren't able to do that, and that's okay. Yeah,
sorry. I'm just going to say that's all well and good, okay, if it is just a case that it was just a friend situation and you could say, do you know what, don't need that, I'm going to back away a little bit and phase it out a little bit.
Yeah,
there's a wedding coming.
Yeah,
you're going to have to spend a lot of time with this person.
There is, and you're like, I can't see you in this current situation walking away from that, right? And I probably wouldn't either, if I'm perfectly honest. But what I will say to you is, and what struck me about your email is, thank you for trusting us firstly to get our advice and to find out what we think. Secondly, you haven't told anybody in your friends group that she has said this to you, and they obviously didn't hear it on the day. Please, for your own sake, say it to somebody. Like, confide in somebody, because I want somebody else to say to you in that circle, geez, I've noticed this, or or that's not right and you need to stand up for yourself, or I'm going to help you. You actually have to say it to someone so that you can, when something like that happens, you actually feel like you're going mad.
Yeah,
you know, you feel
yeah.
like, God, did she just, what happened there?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You are not the problem here and you haven't done anything wrong and you shouldn't be made to feel like this, and you need to know your worth and to be able to find a voice and be able to say to her. But also, obviously, Niall's right. You have to take part in the wedding or you're probably going to take part in it. So it's about finding a way of you moving forward, but actually realizing maybe this person isn't going to be a close friend in my life anymore.
And if something else is said along the way, you may have to find the strength to say something, you know?
This is why I would speak to somebody close to you in that group, that friend group, or your partner, or your mum, or somebody around you that can actually be the voice of reason, as well as us. And we're going to get lots of messages of support this morning for you here.
Okay, let's put it out there. What do you guys think of this, and what would you do in this situation?
I think we've all been in that situation where something has been said to us, and if we could turn back the clock, we would have come back with something.
Absolutely, but I totally get it in this case. It's almost shock.
Yes.
That it's been said.
Yeah.
Did they say that? What
did
they
that
mean
happen?
By that? It takes some time to process in your brain. Let me read a few of the comments coming in firstly. Paddy says, it's no friend of yours. You don't deserve that treatment. Go get a damn eclair. You deserve it.
Aww.
As your friend, take a step back from the wedding and think about if you want to be a bridesmaid for someone so hurtful. Paul says, interesting, if she's really that hurt, maybe make an excuse about being a bridesmaid and just attend as a carefree guest.
Oh,
yeah. The dresses have been done and stuff.
It's kind of complicated. I understand why she's in a messy, sticky situation.
Claire says on the dilemma, she's clearly not a good friend if she's making comments like that. Mm. I'm getting married in a few months and myself and my bridesmaids aren't the skinniest, but I would never dream of commenting on their weight. It's their body. If they're happy, so am I. And anonymous.
Best of luck at your wedding.
Yeah, have a great day. Yeah. Please don't mention my name. I was in a similar situation with a friend and I left it eat me up for ages. Oh. Then I confronted her and she gaslit the whole situation and blocked me. I've since cut this person out of my life and I've never been more confident and better. You definitely do not tolerate that behaviour, especially from someone who's considered your friend. I would definitely tell your other friends and I would confront the issue after the wedding to her. Otherwise it will bother you and your friends should bring you up, not down.
Yes.
Good words there, Michael. How are you?
I'm not too bad, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. We're good, and we're good. Come on now, give me a bit of Oprah.
Inspirational speech we need here.
You know what? When you were talking, I was like, we can always circle back on conversations. And when we were in shock at a time when something is said, that girl deserves so much more. She should circle back and say, those comments were very hurtful. We're friends a long, long time. I don't appreciate those comments and have the open conversation. But if the conversation doesn't go well, you know, do you really need that in your life? Come on.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, we're supposed to lift each other up.
Yeah.
There's enough cruelty in the world without us all having to think that our circle of friends are the people that are there to protect us and lift us up and mind us, and then they're the ones that cut the deepest. No way.
I think it's a hard realization because I've been there, and it's hard to come to that point where you actually go, I don't think I can have this person in my life anymore. I don't think this is going to work, you know. That's tough.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not going to work. If this is only going to fester. Like, this conversation either has to happen before the wedding, but we have to put it in context. Weddings are stressful times, especially for the brides and the grooms and the grooms and the grooms. And anyway, you know, when we got married, we had very similar scenarios where we had to make decisions that we're respectful for people, but it was our day.
Yeah.
But we've never commented around. Like, we ended up not even having a bridal party because it was too competitive. Everybody wants to be a bridesmaid. So
including show.
Me, your new friend.
So we just said, look, we're just going to not have a bridal party. Okay. Our day is about us, and it was just me and them, me and JR, and then we just had all the nieces and nephews as page boys and flower girls, and it went down a tree.
Lovely.
So you have to find workarounds, guys.
Yeah. Yes.
So you think this has to be addressed before the wedding?
Absolutely. Like, I mean, first of all, they were at afternoon tea. What were they supposed to be eating? Air? And second of all, I'm sure she's serving dessert at our wedding.
Yeah.
So come on. Like, the girl is your friend.
Well,
like,
said, Michael.
You are the voice of reason. Wexford's Oprah. A moment for you this morning. We love you. Have a great day. And